It's all embarrassing. What do you think the government did? Some of you wouldn't have boyfriend. Some of you wouldn't have girlfriend. Especially a veteran, mother and child. And I know the perfect story of an example. Nasty. We're putting images. You got help. You to marry black man in the army. Mexicans, trashy man. And she was in prison for a crime of killing a black veteran, putting his, bleaching him down, rigor mortis, putting him in a trash can and disposing of it. And she wears Louis Vuitton from the army. Yeah, right. That's funny. You wouldn't force me, you couldn't force me, and a fucking thing you can give me to be with somebody like that. There ain't a fucking thing. Quit putting images to exploit sexually with that of a black military soldier. During the conversation. You're stupid. Yeah, right, you're always jealous. Nobody's jealous, you dumb son of a bitch. Fucking pathetic fool trying to target for the grossest people to live this earth that absolutely no one is jealous. Trust me, no one. When you think that people would have sex with him, people really knew what was going on. No one would have sex the way life is intended. And I'm writing HPD here. Go to jail. And the releases are very full of them. That trash like you don't gossip like you're wanted and you're so popular you all got turned in. So you are obsessed. Obsessive. And I wouldn't fuck you or know you or corrections. And I'm not gay. Try to claim somebody like me would even look at you. Befriend you. Get obsession charger. Somebody like me, they didn't know, just applied to be a detention officer. Just finished college to be a paralegal. Was in the army. I have a biracial daughter. Knew nothing about me. Try to claim somebody like me. What my daughter saw is black and white. Try to claim that my boyfriend's black. Try to claim something about me. And my personality is completely different. And I have a list of my associations. You go to fucking jail. And I'll help the family retry your case and get you life. I'll help the district attorney. I'll take the stand. And you'll get life in prison for some stipulations in the case that were never brought up. You know, I would never date or touch a fucking trashy Mexican. And when I, quit targeting me. When I wrote Donald Trump, I know the process for diminishing capacity. You know, the process takes a lot of studying to know. It's not targeted, because that's not the process of diminishing capacity. I know the process. You know, you have to have a psychological mind, not a criminal one. Because I wouldn't be where I'm at now. I would be in my home. I was about to buy a desk. Start American military, and reported everyone. And right before visitation, like a crack whore said, good luck on your visitation, I was targeted to be murdered. To be murdered. And the attorney was saying homicide taken off the table. All these crazy charges are going to be true because I'm honorably discharged and has nothing to do with family court. Having them brainwashed to think of criminal charges over and over and over like it matters. To be so angry. Well, trying to facilitate murder. And I didn't even murder anyone. And my daughter's veteran grandmother died. Right before visitation, I did my own paperwork in family court. I went up there myself. I watched everything that happened and recorded time. When they see me just staring, not reacting, they turn around because they're like the prostitutes in prison. She can read it up. You are also cheaply fucking made. And we're not. Targeting me. Trying to say things that I don't even talk like that. Exploiting me. Like juice somewhere, sexual exploiting. That's disgusting. And I wouldn't say that because I wouldn't. And quit trying to murder for posting the movie Human Centipede. The government's still trying to get in for what they initially started with corrections. That ended, that I turned in. Kids getting raped. Probably the whole reason why they made the movie. Quit exploiting. I don't even say these words Spanish. Exploiting me on my head. Sexually. Thinking that they do something to my body and force gas. Like, it's funny. I don't have gas. I'm not like that kind of person. And I'm a woman. And they think it's funny. And my, you know, my friends are of other races. Like, you, that is what you resort to, think you shame and exploit me, embarrass me. I grew up with other races. My daughters are another race. Not yours, mine. That's what you think you resort to shame and embarrass me, makes you look like the most desperate dick sucker from the grossest human centipede in this fucking world. And you're stupid targeting my head. The what they've targeted from beginning to end makes me know that they're so disgusting. They're so disgusting. They wish they lived in a world where they were arrogant, targeted, and rape victims raped by Mexicans. And I know more people. There's no loud noise gangster. When I had certain conversations by certain people, you can't even say that. I am a victim. And I don't care for those people. You look stupid in everything, every way, every shape, every form of you. You're so sick and disgusting. My friends are of different races. What you resort to think you exploit me? Nobody even would want Mexicans as a last resort. You're the worst human centipede to live this earth, minus victim family. No, I don't even want to speak for you. I don't want to speak for you. I want to sue this Hernandez. You're criminally negligent and you retaliate. My insurance said that you can't do anything to me, not even sue me. You don't get in my face. It's a deportable crime. I want her deported. They should have been in jail. In jail, and it would have never happened. Because they're all being criminals. I'm not. I want to press charges. The way they target me, and I will press charges. Nobody would have what they do so bad, that hard they try. You look so fucking more disgusting than ever. You try that hard to rape someone? You rely on the government offering something in return and wanting to fuck you, and then it doesn't work, you diagnose. You're so fucking sloppy and disgusting, and I'm a rape victim. You want to rape a rape victim? You try to manipulate the mind. Yeah, right. And brainwash a rape victim? A victim of mental health. You look stupid. Go fuck your daughter. If you don't live in a world in the way you targeted for Bexar County from the beginning to the end and premeditated setup, that you exist in that world to be that, and that's funny what they really are in public. You look fucking dumb because I remember everything. What they resort to now, they look stupid like they exploit Lubbock. I don't talk like this. I don't say these words. My family has never said these words in their life. That's for the ranch of the ranch of the ranch of the ranch somewhere in San Antonio, like from somewhere else. Trashy. My family don't speak like that. They all have normal jobs with normal people in society like me. I would never speak like that a day in my life. And you wish you lived in a world where you could be so arrogant and confident and everything. And they try to target me for the trash of the trash of the trash. You look so fucking stupid in public. The way they target from a computer. You wish you lived in a world where you're so arrogant, confident, and you was all yours. You made people insecure. You were even handsome. That they even had a personality worth knowing. You're the laughing stock in the world. I can't believe you believe the shit that comes out of your mouth.
I was with veterans just fine. I can prove it. In my job just fine, I can prove it. Protection orders are made just fine, I can prove it.
Police reports are made just fine. But you don't scare me, because I want that young cop's name from the police report. So I can explain, so I can report it. A young cop made the police report. I'll report it. Because I have my psychiatrist, I have everything, and he's the one who took me to the hospital. I don't end up in the hospital for these things. And there are more, because you trashy-ass people don't get to force people to have sex with and rely on the government to have sex. Anything, ask for a picture, diagnose, befriend, a victim in mental health. Because that doesn't make me weak. I don't want you, you low-life sack of shit, for the government to try so hard. There is nothing you could give me to make me want to have sex with you. You're the worst projection of mental health. And I know perfect people. Get charges. Per psychology, you're a rapist and I'm a victim.
Isn't that right? Poverty women of Oklahoma. Who press charges on an Oklahoma cop? They just do things different in Texas. Different. And I resort to what I know. And I'm just fine with veterans. The way they resort to trying to think they're desperate at exploiting me is such a pathetic waste of space. People don't deserve to be in this country. You're not movie stars. Nothing's documented to make you a movie star. Nothing's documented. You don't know the world. I know the whole world. You wish it made you a movie star. And you wish it was about certain people. They try to change in holograms and the way that things happen to make it look like somebody this, somebody that. So, to add this, add that. You are going to jail. And you're shameful people. And I know the whole wide world. The whole world and everything in it. And the things they resort to trying to target. Can change you. Never said or heard these words in my entire life. Not from Bear County. And quit putting an image of someone I never heard anymore. I'm with military. Who I can talk to about mental health. We can have normal conversation. I was in the Army. We can talk about them. I can talk to them. Nobody tries to target me to those who I would never speak to in my entire life. You've got to be stupid. I belong in my military benefits, my VA, my everything. My everything. Because I'm a victim who had no advocate, was not able to speak to what happened to the things that happened to me in the military before and my daughter. I'm with the military like anyone else who would be in my position, especially since I had a security clearance. You've got to be stupid, think you brainwashed me to anyone else. Targeting. People aren't dirty, masculine women. You wish, and this is for all women in the military, you can exploit me, beg me for money, exploit me, target me. No one touches me, begs me for anything, even a favor, food, money, a ride. No one. And then the way they resort to exploiting, you couldn't be around me at the VA. I wouldn't take you or be around you at the VA in my psychiatry. You don't get any of that. You don't get shit from me. You don't control someone. And they lie about being able to take advantage of you and control you. They brag on it. Exploit, thinking that they can force you for sex and to do anything after going to prison. They think that you're expected to do anything. I said no to everything and didn't have sex in prison. I had a staple boyfriend who would never do that to me. Of course he wouldn't. Of course he wouldn't. My friend, since I was young and I don't speak Spanish, not from Bear County, my daughter's black and white. I am from Lubbock, Texas. Are you stupid? You've got to be stupid to think you would ever beg me for money. You would control someone's money. Say that publicly and go to jail. The rest of your entire desperate, pathetic life. And what you think you're doing to me? Implication. You couldn't ask a veteran mom for her benefits. You can't steal a veteran mom's VA ID to drop her benefits. Federal offense. They committed. Those cops were stealing my ID and 10 to 15 security guards at Allied Universal were fired. I'm turning it in. I made the report with Allied Universal. You committed a federal crime by stealing a government document of a VA ID. You stole my battle buddy's identification when he got here. He's from Washington, he's a veteran, Air Force. But you stole my VA Army ID from a security desk while I'm working Chief Keef concert and I'm staring straight at you and two cops are at a security table and they're doing it for prostitution. Trying to kill a veteran. You've done it before. Don't want you. Don't need your so-called help. I have proof that I don't need you at all. And you've committed a federal crime. A federal crime. Stealing a government document that's military. I'll press charges. I'll get the report. And I'll pick you out in a lineup. Bro, I'm a mother veteran. Trying to target me, my whole body. They try to force human trafficking. Of a victim of mental health protected by our law. Especially a victim of mental health.
especially like the poverty woman, the black woman that cooperates. You can't touch me. You can't expect shit from me. Cops in Texas think they're arrogant. When I'm with my own people, I'm just fine and I can prove it. My own people. Just try to kill a mother, target her away from everything military, and she's honorably discharged while you're lying about charges. To exploit me. To kill me and everything military like you own it. And they're a trashy attorney who says it looks like he likes clientele. You don't have an association to the military. Cops don't have an association to the military. You don't get a target to force prostitution, human trafficking. Me away from everything military when I fit in just fine. Even those men who go to prison for whatever they go to prison for. And their individualized treatment plan has them in a treatment plan for all veterans in TDCJ and released. And they're still military. And you try to kill a mom veteran in therapy from day one. And then force human trafficking. You don't get to touch me, you sickly motherfucker. Okay. Trying to target me, images of the VA, loud and long. We're veterans anyway. To ruin my face, you don't mark my face. I'm not a prostitute, I'm in therapy. I'm not a whore, I'm not a snitch. No. Never in my life has my face been like this. What they're trying to do in the process of doing this, it's not even real because I know what they're resorting to, what images, what they want to claim, how intelligent they are, and I'm writing the Autism Foundation. You'll go to jail the rest of your life impersonating for sex. Impersonating that they're smart and they can tell certain things for sex. Thinking they're healers and they're hepatitis C heroin addict junkies and crackheads trying to force you for sex. Force you for your money. Think that they're smart. Then they're not. Not any of them are. Nobody's this or that because they don't like you. You lie about everything thinking you're going to be liked. Thinking you're going to get money. Thinking you're going to get association, friendship, or sex. The things that they'll do in the world to think that they're relevant. Quit targeting me because I'm a woman, veteran, athletic built because I play sports. You're a trashy crackhead, trashy criminal, and no one's jealous of you. I'm not from Bexar County or Mexico. Never would be. There's no Mexico City. Eat shit. You're not from America, though. And you don't, shouldn't be able to breathe our air. Don't breathe our air. Don't breathe our air. Don't breathe our air. Try to take advantage of me. I'm still being targeted. The life of a coward. Go act big tough. Go to NSA. Go to the Pentagon. Don't go after a victim. I'm my child. You know, soldier. Don't ever, ever try to take advantage of me. And you're trash from TDC, go to jail. Pedophile, and from my daughter. Ever try to touch a veteran mom? That means to touch a veteran child. You get no association. No associate. You're a criminal from Bexar County, don't either. Why would you? You stupid bitch. And I'll write the VA. I'll get paid. I'll have put their names down to get statement. I'll write because you posted about Seroquel, Dr. Leach, military psychiatrist. And then he'll know the background of what happened. And for my child. Don't ever try to take advantage of me. I'm a woman and you're trying to exploit me sexually. Disgusting. I'm writing Texas Workforce Commission. Get put in jail this time. I'm not even a crackhead. I'm not a whore. I'm not a prostitute. I'm not a raunchy person. I'm not Mexican. You're trashy fucking people. And I'm a woman with proper friends. Proper people. You're fucking nasty, son of a bitch. And the way I've been raped. Because of Bexar County Sheriff's Department, there's no lip sync battle for you, bitch. Eat shit silently or a dick for a quarter. From you immigrant looking trash. Attempted murder you do, you fucking sick bitch. And the government, when you get in for the trashiest people, human centipedes and all that trashy ass kids from Bexar County. Are you stupid?
I think this motherfucker can't express their feelings to someone who don't care. Bitch, I hope you get your teeth smashed with a fucking hammer. You need to die the most horrible fucking death there's ever been. I'm a veteran mother, and Christina Richmond is not special, neither is Charles Tabbett. Target is still, you don't control anything about me, my case, anything. You don't brainwash, I hope you go to fucking jail, I'll be the first one to fucking put you in. See here, motherfucker, and I have proof of everything. You're not wanted, what you've done, I hope you can fucking teeth smash the fuck. Get shot in the fucking line of duty. You don't touch a mother, motherfucker, or a child. I'm not your fucking, this will fucking help you get your teeth smashed with a fucking hammer and walk around like that. And know that you don't fucking talk to me. You don't talk to me. To me. Motherfucker, I'm writing more people. They were in shit you were gonna do to me and my family. Motherfucker, the Hernandezes will get fucking deported. You're fucking get deported. Everything in between, you thought you could deviate to use any emails, you can't. Contacting proper people. And I contacted the proper person from the beginning, so try me, bitch. Because then I contact her proper people and tell them what happened. Targeting me. Target a lot of me, don't talk. Motherfucker. I'm gonna get so many more protection. A word of yours is gonna matter in this world. Target me saying they don't talk back, motherfucker. I want you dead in jail. Targeting me. In the bus. Trying to brainwash. I can get all, print, everything. Everything. Targeting, the fact you're even trying to use me, you have conviction. Integrity intake forms and national veterans hours. And I'm doing conviction integrity, or I'm doing wrongful conviction for loving. Where the fuck are you gonna have military national veterans outreach program? What if they were in the military? How are you gonna contact them? You stole my VA ID and dropped my government benefit in the process of killing from a security desk for Allied Universal. Security. And there were cops, and they've been turned in, and they're getting turned in again. The report's getting turned in again. 15 jobs off, maybe more. I don't have to lie, you don't steal from me. And then my VA psychiatrist exploited the medication he's giving me online. And I was an American soldier, the other side is from Mexico. You don't fuck with anything. Military for me. For people who are fucking immigrants, they're not even a citizen to this country. I am of this country. Targeted individual. Quit targeting me like you have a purpose to ruin me for motherfucking losers. 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 I'm over VA benefits, disability. I'm over a lawsuit. I'm over my case dismissed. I am, as a grown single mom in the military, who was in the military. You don't get to target me. I wasn't meant to know your fucking prospect. You aren't meant to ask about my fucking title. Motherfucker, motherfucker, I wasn't gonna fuck you, touch you, motherfucker. I'm getting protection orders, and I want protection orders from that fucking agency, those people, for the rest of my life. Look stupid targeting me. I don't say we're the Mexican. Motherfucker, hopefully your teeth fucking smash the fuck out. I'm a better mother. I would never turn into you. And the fact you thought you could do that to a family veteran,
Yeah, because you are better, you're smarter, you're fit, you're something. And everybody in the fucking world is the same, but we didn't grow up like you, so we would never be you. And I don't envy anything about you. Nothing, absolutely fucking nothing. And how's this, see how pathetic some of you? I have much, much documented and remember in the worst fucking way. And you know what? Through my life experience, it wouldn't be any other way. And then trying to target me, it's my army. You're like, I'm stupid. You have the audacity? Like, I'm stupid. It's that. And what has been done from the beginning to end? And because of the justice system. And because of Bexar County. And their stupid jail. And their crack war. Criminals turned in. Targeted me. An Army Ranger instructor died. PSYOP soldier died. Special Forces officer. Civil affairs you wanted to. Criminally negligent people who should have been in prison and deported. Victim of negligent security. And you're still targeting me like I'm stupid? And you did this to my daughter. That kind of, you better stay the fuck away from me. Better stay away from me. Still targeting my backside. Still targeting my body. Loud noise on my head. I want more protection. I'm gonna tell Texas workforce here. I wanna push charges on the police force. I don't give a fuck. I will press charges. You own nothing about no one. I've known military my whole life. The military is the military. It's always been the military. It's always going to be the military. Trying to make somebody seem obsessed. An honorably discharged veteran with the military who deserves everything military. Honorably discharged. Targeted away as if they're going to make people believe they're homicide and criminal charges that aren't even true. Given honorable discharge. Pensacola, Florida, United States of America. Prosecuted. And you're still trying to target me out of everything like I never deserved it. An accident I did cause as a third party innocent victim. And they were out criminally negligent who should have been in fucking jail who don't deserve a fucking penny. You don't get apologies. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. You deserve to be sued. You should have been deported. You deserve to be sued by me, the bar, everybody, domino effect of your criminal negligence. Your family on the news lady had it coming. The trashiest fucking situation that they are, not me. I was at home on the internet. Only a coward would try to use a single mom who was at home to exploit a mom and set up the rape of her child. The dead to kill in her military club. I'm obsessed with Sergeant Conley, Army Ranger, die obsessed with the military. The way I've been targeted. And I have so many things I never even relevant to me that would be relevant to them, like combat PTSD. You remind them over and over and over, mocking band of brothers, battle buddies, mocking everything. You're stupid. And the same with the PSYOPs. You don't do something to me like it's my fault. Other things happened before to me and another staff sergeant. Wasn't our fault. They approach us and they're different kinds of people. Not my family. Don't ever fucking be the disgraceful shit of the world. They can use a veteran mom and child. And I am a veteran like you thought. You don't exploit with Donald Trump like you were the commander in chief. Right? Right? I don't smoke meth at all. Never have, never will, and almost died in the parking lot of National Veterans Outreach Program. Don't government target me. I've never smoked drugs in my life. While you're setting up the sex trafficking of kids. You do set up kids to be raped though. You help people set up the rape up for to have kids to be raped. I was at home on the internet and would say happy birthday. You wanted me exploited? I didn't have sex in prison. Not gay, not a lesbian, not a prostitute. They are. Lying about criminal charges. You got caught lying. You're lying from the beginning. I am on a blue discharge. I am in therapy. I've been in my whole life. I am a victim by law. protected. You're wrong about everything. You don't do shit to my daughter. I'm her mother only. Nobody wants to hear you talk about anything on this world when I know what you really are, and her grandmother's dead, and wasn't going to be a coincidence, veteran mother and grandmother dead, and her, my whole family taking advantage of wrong fucking family. Act like you have a purpose, son of a bitch. The other side are criminals. I am an innocent victim at home. Don't you dare degrade me, exploit me in a way I would never fucking like these kinds of people. I tell my VA psychiatrist, because I was on 20 meds in a daze of a person I would never be, and it's documented with the Center for Healthcare Services and other places around people I would never want, need, like, and nobody would fucking help you, bitch. I hope you get shot in the fucking head. I don't even talk like that. My ex-boyfriend's a veteran. How much you tried to target to exploit me? I should be able to sue. To sue in the process of trying to kill me while I'm trying to say in homicide, taking off. To rape my daughter. Set up the rape of my daughter online. My murder online. You're all a bunch of trashy ass human centipede. Jumping off of a live homicide. In prison they try to end it with God. I'm the innocent one. The other side's a criminal. Trashy ass people fighting in a bar from Mexico. Isn't it good to be an American? Or everybody from the fucking military? You look fucking stupid. Cops, corrections, and attorney. Prostitute, drug dealers, gay members, human traffickers. Worst fucking human centipede thing you think you could do with a goddamn. Veterans have been killed. Soldiers dead in the army. Soldiers are dead. In prison, you're gossiping and bragging how people are gonna die. So can somebody go look at that footage and request it? Since they're active duty soldiers die, even if we're reservists or active duty? Can they go request it? I mean, they showed it on TV for Khalif Browder. Let me see your arrogance, bitch. You're arrogant. You're arrogant like the initial crack whore, saying good luck on your custody, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a homicide that never happened, and a commission of a crime I never did, and criminal negligence they are, and me at home, innocent, at home, to say happy birthday. Are you, and the other side from Mexico, intoxication, erased, and them saying you had it coming, grossly, disgustingly negligent. And I was at home on the internet, on MySpace, would say, happy birthday. You can ask my old neighbors. They know I'm a perfect person. A perfect person. Targeting me. Attempted murder. The fact that you're still targeting me. The fact that you have a daughter. I want you in fucking jail. I want you in fucking jail. Put you in fucking jail. What the fuck are you don't get for getting that bastard to? I put them in fucking jail. I'm hiding. Oh my God. Tell them what's happening. That I need statements to press charges as a victim that is illegal to take advantage. I want you in fucking jail. Bitch, you're not. I'm not the fucking one. Bitch, I'm not the fucking one. I'm not the fucking one. And what the government does to try to fuck motherfucking bitch, I hope you get your teeth shot out. I hope you lose your fucking teeth. Motherfucker, your trash has been turned in for years, you fucking bitch. I hope you lose your fucking teeth. People make me so fucking sick to live. I hope somebody kicks your fucking kids straight in the fucking teeth. I hope your kids get kicked in the fucking mouth. Hope your kids get kicked in the fucking mouth. You thought you owned someone, bitch. I'm a veteran with mental health protected by all laws. All laws. Some of you talk so much, I said your kids deserve to get kicked in the fucking mouth. To get kicked in the fucking teeth. They deserve to have their teeth kicked in and kicked in and kicked in. You're fucking children. You don't deserve to birth children. to ever try to fucking kill a veteran mom with children, with a child. I'll press charges on Charles Tappet. Motherfucker, what's been done to me? There is no forgiveness, and I'm not a crack whore. I hope somebody kicks your fucking teeth. You couldn't tell my ex-boyfriend Walter homicide like you told my daughter's father. You couldn't tell him that a day in his life, you son of a bitch. And I made a police report for my daughter, you stupid, stupid, stupid son of a bitch. Good luck. Are you targeting me to kill me and rape me? You shouldn't have touched me from the beginning. As a security guard at Guard Texas. I told him about identity theft. She said report everything. You son of a bitch. The government should never touch me for a lying attorney. Claiming criminal charges that are not even true and a wrongful conviction. I'm studying from another county. I'm from another county. When I'm at work and I get certain pull, I study. You study. When I'm at home, I study. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm a veteran only. The fact that anybody would have something to say about that makes you look fucking dumb. I know military. I've known military my whole life, and to do anything to me or them makes you look stupid. Going to the VA, I'm from disgusting situations where I'm taking advantage of on medication. No, by law, can't force me near those. I wouldn't be around them sober, and many people know that, and I have proof. I have fucking proof. You son of a bitch, I'm protected by law, you stupid, simple-minded son of a bitch. Your mind, you get the mind of a fucking crack whore. You got the stupid, simplified mind of a fucking crack whore. You sound stupid. That's why I recorded everyone. Ugh. My daughter. My daughter. Mention bitch. Yeah, right. Trying to have me raped to death. Stemming from lies from a crack whore prostitute. They can enforce me to like in the beginning or there, or be like. I'm not shit to you. My child isn't either. My battle buddies aren't. You stupid bitch, and I'm sure if there's more, I'll find it. I'll find it. It's not an obsession, bitch, because I would claim that on you. I can find millions of stories. References, case references. They don't give you permission to do shit to me. Certain people, I can find references for everything. You don't have a right to fucking, what the fuck that game, motherfucker? So many of you moved on the fucking lies of a crack whore blow drying her asshole. So many things done. Lying crack whores. Act like there's some reason to have me killed or ruined. I'm a fucking mother, bitch, or my daughter, son of a bitch, and that bitch isn't special. Nothing about her is gonna be special, bitch, because what you thought you were, you weren't shit before you try to think you were gonna use my daughter. My daughter. I gave birth to and joined the army as a single mom. Act like you wanted to murder that person, you son of a bitch. You stupid, simple-minded motherfucking fool. You stupid, stupid, stupid son of a bitch. And I didn't battle buddy of mine at all would claim shit about me that you tried to fucking do. In the story, had I spoken up and had a victim advocate, you know, spoken up in the military, you know, told what happened to me before, proper victim advocate, proper counsel, you would have never met me in the course of my trauma. Because I'm still on a discharge anyways. And USAA, they're saying it's not her fault. There's not anything anyone can do to her, not even sue her. My psychiatrist there. You know, proper evaluation. I would still be in the fucking army and my daughter just fine. So anything in between, minus, you know, my child and my best friends and a few things, you would have never fucking known me, and everything mimics that. bitch.
I said it. I'm gonna start posting my podcast everywhere. And I'll tell people in every city, Houston, Dallas, Killeen, Austin, the group of whores that got turned into prostitutes and criminals in Bexar County. Bitch, you're gonna fucking die. You're gonna be fucking dead or in jail. I'll just start posting it everywhere. You don't go near me and my daughter. Bexar County, you're trashy. Like I said, some of your kids, somebody just need to walk up and kick them in the fucking teeth. Kick them in the fucking teeth. Kick them in the teeth for what the fuck you have done. And the justice system, you need prison time now. Sex offender. They're still targeting on my head? On Via. On my head, publicly. Unforgivable thing. Bitch, when these motherfuckers talk. When you talk. When someone like you talks. When you fucking talk. You fucking sack of shit when you fucking talk. What you've done to a better mom and child, unforgivable. When you fucking talk. So targeting me? Illegal from day one. Can it be proven I'm not crazy and healthy minds for a hero? It's not medical, it's not mental, it's Center for Healthcare Service. For me. Go away. The fact you're still doing it to a mom publicly, see what I look like. I'm an innocent mom. I've yet to see my daughter. Some of you need to get shot in the fucking mouth and cling to an innocent role. Try to cling innocent, because I fucking have no strings attached to trash, son of a bitch. Hope you die the most horrible death in the fucking world. No one should have bothered my existence. I have one. You're trash. Don't. They've been turned the fuck in. Bitch, your existence is even needed in friendship, bitch. To say that word, I hope you hit in the fucking teeth with a fucking hammer, you fucking bitch. Stop targeting me. I could get more cases where they were owed a lawsuit. Women and men. In many, many ways that I have been taken advantage of. Many ways. And I'm a veteran, mother, security guard, paralegal, works for worldwide security. Lied to. In the process of everything. Lied. And I know the whole world. The whole world. You're trash, motherfucker. There's no targeting. How does it feel of an American soldier? You were a Mexican immigrant allowed to leave a bar after a fight where you should have been in jail? You wish somebody in the government could target that, you son of a bitch. Saying, how's it feel to be ignored? You want attention? Deportable trash? You want attention, son of a bitch? You guys are going to tell you want attention? You want attention? Deportable trash? You want attention? Attention? Targeting me in the way that I look. To rape me. Go get charges. Trying to target prostitute in Spanish, and I'm not the prostitute. I have sex in prison. I've been a security guard for a year because of a conversation had with someone who claims to know Thomas J. Henry. I'm not these things. And the second you say those words, get charged. You don't try to target me. I don't give a fuck. Those apartment managers will go to jail. That maintenance man will go to fucking jail. And I know people who make a bigger example out of you, you son of a bitch. A worse example, you get life. And I'm not from Bexar County to think you target to change me. I'm not a man. I'm not gay. I have no association. And when I put in for protection orders and they have multiple victims, you don't do your job, I'll press charges. That want nothing to do with them like the first victim, the second victim, the third, their career criminal record, emancipated protection orders, police reports, a charge from my ex-husband, a lawsuit. Because they're petty ass, dumb, bum, trash, and charges from soldier, from me, from our children. And I'm not the problem because
technically my friend Nastasha can press charges on those who are stalking her. And then Roxanne could press charges on those, they found someone trying to watch her have sex. And she has little girls who are being exploited, my daughter's friends. Technically, Katarina, too, who's almost been kidnapped and her mom taking advantage of. Quit targeting me. I'm not Mexican. I'm not a little girl. There's no fucking version of some child of God you wish you could try to be through a veteran mother. There's no race, religion, sexual orientation, or heritage of yours that I need. You're all full of shit, and I can make sure you all start getting life. Life in prison, max sentences, because you don't even deserve to fucking live for what you fucking done this time. And you can't play fucking victim.
Motherfucker! Motherfucker! Bitch! I'm a bear! My mother! I'm a bear! I'm a mother! I'm a mother! I'm a bear! Motherfucker!
I'm ready. You're right. Veteran resource. Yeah, right. There's somebody been gang raped. You couldn't do to them what you're trying to do to me. And especially somebody who's owed a lawsuit. Get fucking criminal charges. And I turned in their trash. Go to fucking jail. I'm not a criminal, a gang member, a drug dealer, a prostitute. Bear, can go to fucking jail. Go to jail. I'm not gay. I'm not anything. I have every... Motherfuckers, you're so fucking ugly. I want you to kick your fucking kids in the fucking teeth so they never talk. Because what you've done this time, what you've done, you stupid bitch.
I'm reporting you, putting my daughter's life in danger. They're charging me publicly. It's unforgivable. I'm not gay. I'm not a Mexican. I'm not from Mexico. I'm not a gang member. I'm a criminal. I'm in the army, motherfucker. And I have my pictures of a soldier with my daughter. I want you in fucking jail for the rest of your life. I want you to die there. I want you to take all your fucking trash with you. Your collective trash. I don't get targeted. And I don't want your fucking criminals. I hope they get their teeth shut the fuck out. You're not wanted. You're not even worth being in society, being around a conservative mother's child. A conservative child. A beautiful, proper conservative child. You know, I'll get reminded of shit, motherfucker. That fucking correction officer need to fucking be in prison. I'm gonna keep right. I want you dead in fucking prison. You're a pedophile. You're a rapist, you son of a bitch. I want you dead in fucking prison. The same charges as Gregory McQueen trying to force fucking human trafficking. And I want your trashy criminals from Bexar County in prison for the rest of their fucking life. My daughter, bitch, I would fucking kill you if you went anywhere near my fucking daughter.
Are you gonna order anything?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And you're still trying to target me? Somebody needs to be fired. Put in jail. And I, motherfucker, trying to brainwash me so much. The fact that you tried to target me at all, and I remember everything. You will never tell me to shut the fuck up again a day in your life. Motherfucker, I observed your arrogance, your attitude when you thought you were observing me. My boyfriend when you thought you were observing our visit. My battle buddies when you thought you were keeping their letter. You know, after having conversation and who died. Are you fucking dumb? And they posted on the internet, if anybody wants to write me because I'm in prison, to write me. Targeting the way you targeted, how to check who, what, when, where, why, and what happened. After I post what I post, when I post, quit. You're not gonna get the fact that you need to be in fucking prison. You're a sick fucking dog. You're sick fucking people. I'm not gay. Go to prison for life. My who I dated last is a security guard. You won't exploit me, shame me, degrade me with your existence. You do your protection orders, you fucking bitch. Like I told you at Bexar County Justice Center, I will ruin you and everything about you, you fucking bitch. Everything. And that's because I know more and I study differently and I know more. You fucking bitch. Your people don't ever threaten my fucking
daughter. You will do life for the rest of your life. Me, bitch, not you. Not a criminal, not Mexican. The second people claim, I want to shoot you in the fucking mouth. I've been around enough of you trash. You leave me the fuck alone, you sick bitch.
And whoever knows where this government facility is, this lame-ass voice to skull they're trying to, you were trying to target me, lame. Like it's a problem for you to leave me the fuck alone, like it was a problem for a crack whore just to walk away. Bitch, you're not worth knowing. Dyke, you would never control a mother, our child, and her finances. Her home, her rent, her birth certificate, her social security number, her credit. Are you fucking dumb? You've got to be fucking dumb. I'm a woman. And I didn't even talk like you raunchy motherfuckers. Fucking talk like you. I wouldn't fucking be caught dead around you. I wouldn't get caught dead, bitch.
It's going. You still targeting me?
You're trying to say these words I never grew up with. Nobody in my family talks like that. I don't want, bitch. Want your fucking trash, bitch. Target you, motherfucker. I want you fucking fired. I'll call more security. I'll bring up more names. You won't say shit to me. They're the perfect people. Quit targeting me. Don't talk like this fucking way. They're trying to target. I'm a woman, a mommy, a mother. I gave birth, bitch. The fact, bitch. What the fuck? Saying I hate this caca smell. I don't even talk like that. I never had my whole life. I want Christina Richmond in jail. And Charles Tappen, not your fucking daughter, motherfucker. When you think you're obsessed, you sickly dick sucker. You have no lawsuits. Me and my daughter are protected from any of you. I made sure of that. I made sure no one would fucking hurt her or use her. You bitch. You stupid bitch, and you don't control me getting a lawyer. I'm writing everywhere. You don't control me in fighting for my VA benefits. I'm writing more people. You don't control shit. Go to fucking jail, motherfucker. Last kid to be obsessed with. You son of a bitch. I have everything documented, fucking faggot. You're a faggot. You're faggots. All you are faggots. You're faggots. You're faggots.
What they've tried to do, I already have sex in prison. Try to make it sound like I'm a whore. To get in for those who are whores as if it's exploitation, you gotta be a whore
to exploit me and my daughter are worth and so are soldiers and our family.
That target me, I wouldn't have sex with you. Go to jail the rest of your fucking life, bitch. And then they try to go to jail. Motherfucker. Bear County, I hope one of your fucking kids hangs themselves. How do you play hangman in Texas? You wanted us to kill ourselves? They wanted us to kill a Houston mom. Hung herself. She had a baby. You wanted me to kill myself? Hang myself? Me? Hang myself? My daughter told homicide? Me? There's no, how does that feel, bitch?
Go to jail!
shooting me outside of House of Worship, San Antonio, where little kids play like a daycare. Targeting me. I don't say they can't be knowing me. You're gonna leave me the fuck alone. Bitch, try to act smart. Try to act fucking smart. Try to act smart or innocent or a victim. And I try to fucking act victim. Try to play victim. Bitch. And I've never been a gang member. Bitch. Or a fag. And what you're trying to, bitch. You wish. Bitch. You motherfucker. You weren't. Yeah. Kelly brother. Me and Verche from my class, Oakland. He said he got to prison. He said, see, the one I opened. Same thing, right? And we left. He said, I left the best friend. Same thing. End of story. And I'm not deviating. My daughter's black and white. And you're trying to exploit her. Exploit her. Charles Tappen's not shit to her. Try to lie, you sickly son of a bitch. And I have everything from online. Everything. And I'm not a criminal. I'm not a hooder. I'm not from Bexar County. Bitch, some of you need to get ticked in your fucking teeth. What the fuck you think you are? You're not shit to me. And I'm not a criminal for saying that. I'm not a gang member for saying that. Because they need to be kicked in the fucking teeth. Your whole life you would never meant shit. So many of you don't deserve to be in the faces of the military. Your children either. Your criminal, your prostitute, your drug dealers, your gang member. Our kids. Our families. In the military, out of the military. Our friends that we met in the military. What you've done. So many kids dead, their family, then their family, then their family. And then before, for so long, because you brainwash people the way you want them, meet them. Don't talk to me. Touch me. I'm not gay, I'm not a child. Motherfucker, you don't fucking know me properly, you die, son of a bitch, in prison. You don't know me, motherfucker. You don't know me. You don't know me. Good luck trying to target me. Bexar County Sheriff, go to jail. Police misconduct leading to attempted murder. And you wish your people were scary people. Criminals put on protection and police reports stemming from TDCJ. Every threat, every word, every conversation heard. Everything. No reason to ask you questions because I'm trying to act, bitch. You deserve to get your teeth shot the fuck out. I'm not gay. I'm not a criminal. They try to force gay, get sex offender charged. They got multiple victims. I have multiple statements from others, and I'm a victim. They're not wanted. They're not wanted. You got caught doing what you did in an apartment with cops. Like you've done before, and I've seen the arrogance before, during, and after. You're not wanted. You're just not wanted. You got caught. And whenever other people got caught, people don't. I don't get fired. I don't get killed. You got caught. I'm not a gang member. I didn't grow up in Bexar County. I don't care to hear what the fuck you are or who the fuck you think you are or how you grew up. I don't give a fuck about you. Nothing, I didn't grow up like you. I never would give a fuck. And it doesn't matter. I'm from Lubbock, Texas. I don't need to give a fuck about you to be able to lawsuit from another county that doesn't have anything to do with you fucking trashy ass people. I don't hang around your kind. My friends are black, white, Asian. My daughter's black and white. My cat, it has nothing to do with you, and I'm not corrupt. So Joe Gonzalez, shut the fuck up. Show the messages, you son of a bitch. Show the messages. You failed to investigate. You kill soldiers. You kill military. I have so many statements I can write. And targeting. Like, I need so much protection. Like, I'm so scared. Like, I can't even walk and patrol with a security guard supervisor. Because they gossip so much in prison about lies that I see some criminal walk in, I think they know someone never met me before. And if you see me once, I mean, you never knew me. My life moves on. I am a professional person. Your life never will. You don't know me. Same thing at Child Protective Services. Same thing at Texas Health and Human Services. The vets secure in America. I have conversations with grown people. We are grown people. I don't give a damn about you. I don't have to. You never met me. I don't have anything for you. I don't care. I don't have to. They're so sick in the head. They're not even fit for society. And they're released, not fit for society. What does it take, parole, to be fit for society? What does it take to earn parole? I have everything documented. And that doesn't mean you're still fit for society. I didn't go out to commit a crime, so no one should have bothered me. And you're not owed an explanation about anything. Still targeting. You're nothing about what happened in New York. We tried to target, brainwash the whole story. What really happened all over again. Nothing would ever change my daughter's biracial. I don't segregate, never will, from the military. None of us do. There's not a military veteran that was in there that segregated. I never would. Don't try to claim that about a person with a black boyfriend and a black and white child. And don't try to make an issue the fact that he was black. He could have been white, he could have been Asian, he could have been anything. He wasn't going to be Mexican. And there's no such thing. No such thing. I was around the most disgusting people before I went to prison. And I called my proper people to find me proper counsel and turn myself in to get away from it all. And I did. And I filed paperwork in court. One of those things where you never met me. It never happened. I had no affiliations. I felt taken advantage of in so many ways. And only proper people knew that. Therapists. You know, I wrote letters. I was in the doctor. I was in the nurse. I was in everything. I didn't need to be around any stupid criminals. Trying to target anything. What they thought they were going to get. Exploiting my identity all over the state. What they thought they were going to get using my arm picture. They knew me and Danny Stubbs had a picture of our boots together. Like her boots and mine. And took a picture. And they're all missing. They used my picture from my boots in Georgia. I told them to take off the whole facelift. Trash got turned in out of the court years before. Got my dog tags, never to be seen again. I have a child try to claim you know me, and they're so sickly and fit for society, you would look dumb like a sociopath and do the rest of your life in prison. Because I have everything documented, and they would never need or want it, and I'm not even gay, not even associations, not even friendship material to people like me. You weren't meant to know me again. One of those things that never happened, and that's more victim. I don't want them. Or people who don't want them, and they're self-sufficient, married in the army. I am self-sufficient to want them. First victim. These people are trash she filed in the court. Career criminals aren't even scared. They're trash, bum trash, max husband with pressure. And sued. And nobody wants to hear you, because he is either a retired veteran or he's a veteran. You don't know. I'm with my own people. He's not wanted. He's not needed. I would never be obsessed with my ex-husband. I've been through therapy, and I don't date Mexicans, and he's Mexican. And I don't have to get anyone to understand. My daughter is biracial. My daughter's grandmother knew. That's the only person I needed to know, and she doesn't exploit me. A grown woman. Who knows I'm a victim, who knew I was a victim, and wrote me in prison for 4 years. You don't own people. Oh, they make fun of me only. I've studied barbaric prison, you know, all over the world. Look how they're still targeting in trashy Texas. They're making fun of me. Look at them, I'm paranoid. And the most disgusting, some people need to die by firing squad. Like, you need to go to Asian country and get fucking hand. And who's, they're targeting me in the most disgusting ways, the things that aren't even real or true. Cock husting. Nobody even says these words. Never heard them a day in my life. I've never heard them. Are you exploiting my family? That's normal. We don't talk like that. My brother has 4 kids. Adopted 1 from a little boy who doesn't have a daddy. Are you stupid? My older brother, self-sufficient. My other brother, working hard to be there. My other brother works at Applebee's. Normal people, you set him up, too. And I know it for a fact. You stupid son of a bitch. Never talk like that a day in my goddamn life. Go eat shit in the gutter so somebody can walk back behind your head and kick your fucking head and your teeth into the cement. American History X. All right, everyone. They're trying to exploit me in a disgusting way. You know, I did community service. You know, I'll contact them. You can't exploit me. I did community service at a halfway house in Lubbock, Texas. I did, you know, I fed the homeless at a homeless shelter. You can't exploit me or my family. You can't exploit me. I'm the kind of person who can do those things, who's not sexual, who's not a deviated person, who's not these sickly things. You're trying to force me because Bexar County's sick. And I don't need your help. You can't force me to like you. I know my civil rights. I don't need your heritage. I mean, other things. I have my own idea. You can't try to force it. I contact that church that I went targeted. Ended up in their parking lot off of Bandera. A black man came out of the church and said, "Are you okay?" I said, "I'm just fine." Don't target me at all. I could have been killed on the highway, on the street, like my battle buddy. You don't like that word? Someone in the government? Battle buddy? In Texas? Battle buddy? Is that what you mocked when killing my battle buddy? Battle buddy? So what don't they like? What don't they like? Can you be mocked? Can you be mocked? In your arrogance to mock an honorably discharged woman veteran who is at home on the computer? On the computer with a proper person, a perfect person. On the computer. Normal.